Dear listeners, this is Jenny. 不知道你的学生时代有没有拿过奖学金？这次双十一除了会员全年最低价的活动，我们开言英语也为努力的你准备了学习奖学金。只要坚持学习，就可获得300元的奖学金。快加入我们，一起学习英语，享受英语。请关注开言微信公众号，了解更多活动详情，一起打卡领奖学金吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要教你不舒服生病了英语里不同的表达。
Hey guys, this is Hey guys, this is Adam.
我们今天的节目就是被 Adam 真实生活中的场景所启发的，因为这两天你真的病了、哦、
Yeah, I got a little sick last week.
Got a little sick、而且现在秋天冬天也是 flu season, 对不对、流感季节。那今天的节目我们要说一说生病，但是呢，希望大家都健健康康，不要生病。
That's right. So where should we start?
How about we just start with, 你刚刚说 you got sick.
Oh, sick, yeah. So the question we get a lot is, what is the difference between sick and ill?
Ill 很难念。
Yeah, the truth is ill is just an older word, and I guess because of that, it's a bit more formal,、but most people just say sick.、
口语里最常用的就是 sick 这个词啊。
Yeah.
但这个词要注意的是现在的年轻人 you know, kids nowadays, they use sick in a really positive way.
Oh yeah, hey, sick shoes.
对，这是很好的很酷的意思。
Right, sick.
但我们今天要说的呢还是你不舒服的那个 sick.
Oh, sick.
好，前面你说的是 I got a little sick. 所以这个动词就搭配的是 get 嘛 to get sick.
Well, we're going to talk about all kinds of verbs that we can use today, but the most general by far is get. Get sick. I got sick. She got sick.
就是病了。
Right.
这个 get sick 是多严重的病呢?
Yep, it could be anything.
可以很小也可以很大。
Right.
好，那 sick 这个词呢，它也出现在其他的一些搭配当中，比如说你病了要请病假。
Oh yeah, you need to ask for sick leave.
Sick leave.、这个 leave 就是比如年假 annual leave.
Right, right, family leave, personal leave.
对，重要的是当你要请假的时候是 to ask for sick leave,
right.
对吗？ OK, 好，那还有一个更口语的说法，就是我打电话告诉我老板，I'm sick.
Oh right, this was me last week.Jenny, I'm sick. So I was calling in sick.
但现在人都不打电话了，你不就发了一个短信给我吗？
It's true. I don't know if the language has caught up to the technology yet.
对，就是语言没有科技改变的那么快哦，所以请病假我们还是可以用 call in sick.
Right, exactly. And whether you use a phone or a text message or WeChat,If your boss agrees, then you are on a sick day.
Sick day 和前面那个 sick leave 有什么区别?
Sick day is you're home. This is your day. Sick leave is a formal thing. Like HR will have a sick leave policy.
Okay. 但是呢有一些人请病假 they're not really sick.
That's right. They're faking sick.
对装病、
Jenny, my head hurts so much. And I mean, I'm so hot. I can't come in.
对 fake, F-A-K-E 是假的意思、它既是形容词又是动词这里就是动词
Right, and of course you don't have to fake sick just to get out of going to work or avoid going to work You can also fake sick if you're a student、don't want to take a test
逃学装病啊但我觉得有的时候这个 fake sick 界限也很模糊因为你可能是病了但是呢你这个病不是感染了什么病而是你昨天 party 玩了很多、然后早上起不来、或者说 you know, 很醉 hungover.
Right, I remember once one girl like calling in sick via email、at like 4 in the morning after a really long party. And it was just so funny. I can't make it. I'm sick.
好那在 sick 的表达说完之后呢我们接下来用其他的英语词其他的表达方式来说说这件事儿。
Right. Because often when we are sick, we don't actually use the word sick.
对啊。
So for example, last week, I think I said something like, I'm not feeling very well.
我有点不舒服。
Or I don't feel well.
Well, okay. 那这个 I don't feel well, 就是感觉不好不舒服、
mm.
那我们能用 good 这个词吗 I'm not feeling good、
You can I think well is probably more common
对因为我们要用一个副词来修饰动词 feel 对不对所以用 well 就比 good 形容词在语法上要更加的好
That's true and we also have one other way that we use feel good which is like emotionally likeThat movie was the feel-good movie of the year.
Oh, 对哦 baby, I feel good. Party.
Party, I feel good.
那能不能说 I feel bad? 我感觉很不好啊很 bad.
I feel bad is kind of more like an expression of pity or remorse. Like, oh, I feel bad.
For you.
For you. Or, oh, I feel bad. I couldn't make it to the party.
哦、oh, 对就有一点 feel guilty 的意思、mm-hmm. 对不对
Yeah, so both feel good and feel bad are really more like emotional. It's not really about being sick.
Okay, got it. 好那接下来说的这个、这个是算一个 idiom, 小俚语吧。
Which one?
都是是吧
So many we can use. How about...I'm under the weather.
啊，这个我很想说的，就是大家听到这个短语啊 ，I'm under the weather. 这个 weather 是天气。你第一个反应可能哎就找不着北是什么意思啊？但你联想一下，好像天气比如改变的时候就很容易生病。
Right now, one great thing about this expression is that it can mean almost anything. You are sick. You're tired, you are in a bad mood, you are hungover. All of those things can be described by, I'm a little under the weather today.
Oh, 真的吗？所以很广。So all those times you told me you're under the weather, 我觉得好可怜生病了。原来你是 hungover.
I feel good. Na, 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 na.
Okay, 那这个是听起来其实就挺 casual 的一个说法啊。所以如果你真的要和老板或者 HR 请假写邮件的话是不是不要用这么随意的
I guess you could use it, but it's always a good idea just to try and be a little bit more formal with your boss / HR.
That's right. Now, what about this next expression?
I came down with something.
这个请假的时候比 I'm under the weather 要好吧
Well, this one is good because it points...specifically to your disease or your problems. Last week, I came down with a cold.
A cold,就是感冒了。
Right.
那像说到感冒,也会有朋友问我们说,到底是 flu 还是 cold?
Oh, right.
Flu 是更严重吧,流感。
Yeah, right.
Right, 好像更严重啊。一般的我们就 we actually call it a common cold.
A common cold.
小感冒。然后前面呢一定要加啊。A cold. 其实我一直觉得 I came down with something. 是很形象的就是你生病了然后你就垮掉了 Oh, came down, 倒下了。
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And of course, you can use this with other things too. I came down with a fever.
发烧了。
Right.
Okay, 好。那刚刚讲到感冒啊流感很多时候就是传染的。
That's right. So these are things that you...catch. These are diseases that spread, and as they spread, you can catch them.
So this catch 就好像比如 catch a ball, 接球同样的词啊。但口语里面我们通常是用 past tense 的。
Right, because often when we're talking about being sick, we are already sick. So I caught a cold. However, you know, like when we're kids, our mothers always tell us, put on a coat, you don't want to catch a cold.
外国人也是说要多穿衣服吗所以你们还是怕冷的。
That's right. Well, our moms anyway.
Okay, 那接下来的这个动词就很简单就是 have.
Right, and this can be with anything. I have this, I have that. It can be big diseases, small diseases.
就有对不对
Right.
感冒了 I have a cold, 或者非常严重的比如癌症 cancer.
Right.
To have cancer.
You can have cancer.
对也是用 have.
But you would never say, I caught cancer.
没错。
Put on a coat, you're going to catch some cancer.
对对对因为不是传染病啊。OK, 那接下来我要说的这个呢是 specific 的一个病拉肚子。这个反而是外国的朋友会问我说好像中文里面我们对于说拉肚子这件事儿就 挺正常的，但是英语里大家就很不好意思。
Yeah, it's true.
是吗？
It's really true. So basically in English, we say, I got food poisoning. It's the easiest way to just, you don't have to talk about any details. You just got food poisoning.
食物中毒。Okay. 好，然后也可以说 oh, I ate something bad.
Yeah, for sure. Or whatever, the steak that I ate was bad, or the cheese, or the fish.
Okay. 好，这那么恶心的我们不说。好，那接下来我要问 Adam 的是，比如 sick 和 ill, 把它变成名词。这个要怎么用呢？
Easy, just have to add ness.
N-E-S-S.
Yes, N-E-S-S, sickness, illness. So I have a friend in China who always asks me, do you have a sick?
Oh,
right, so, I mean, right, so you could ask someone, do you have a sickness or do you have an illness? That's grammatically a correct thing to say, but most people would just ask,Are you sick?
是的是的，我还是用 adjective 形容词更多。
Right, so sickness is just, that's a, again, a noun. We use that in, well, when we're getting married. Do you take this man to be your husband and, you know, richer, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health?
Health, 对。
Illness sounds a little bit more formal than sickness.
Hey, speaking of formal, 还有一个词更 formal 吧。
Are you talking about disease?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, disease. You humans are a disease.
我觉得 disease 这个词除了更正式，可能它程度也更严重。
Right. So when we're talking about diseases, we are talking about things that might kill us.
You
know, I know a flu could kill us, a cold, I guess, could kill us, but the chances are pretty slim.
Okay, disease. 好，那今天节目最后呢，再要分享两个动词。第一个是，就你生病了吗？其实这个感觉是很不好的，你在 suffer, 对不对？
That's right. So this is the one that we often use with those serious diseases we were just talking about. So you would suffer from cancer, you would suffer from...
比如 heart attack, 心脏病也可以。
Suffer from a heart attack, right? So any serious thing that happens to you, you can say suffer from. But, of course, if you turn on American television, you will see that every other commercial is for medicine. Right? Do you suffer from blah, blah, blah?
比如骨质疏松啊，什么 osteoporosis.
Do you suffer from osteoporosis?
对，都会用这个说法啊。好，那今天节目最后呢，我们要跟这些疾病做斗争啊，然后最后我们胜利了。
Yes, so with diseases, we always use fighting metaphors. We want to, you know, be victorious.
Right. 哦，所以真的是用 fight.
Well, we use fight off.Right, so you can fight off a cold, or it helps you fight off a cold, helps you fight off the flu.
就是把这个病赶走了。
Right. But, of course, you could fight anything, right? Yes, you can fight cancer, the war on cancer.
对对对。好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。Well, Adam, are you feeling better?
Feeling a bit better. I might still call in sick tomorrow, if that's all right. A little under the weather still.
Still?
Yeah, and tomorrow might be even worse.
你 how much longer?
And I also got food poisoning.
所以你准备请长病假是吧？A prolonged sick week.
That's right. Jeez. How much I suffer?
好，那希望大家流感季都要注意保暖，然后多摄入 vitamin C and stay healthy. Okay, that's it from us. 感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.